It's been a very tough couple of years for our university sector, but things hopefully are starting to get back to a little bit of normal, at least in the broader sense when it comes to the pandemic. So it was very, very timely to catch up with my next guest. His name is Professor Simon Biggs. Now, Simon is the relatively new Vice Chancellor out at James Cook University, a very, very big role, an absolutely key role, particularly for our economy here in the far north. Simon, welcome to the King Review, first of all.
Thank you, Gavin. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you started in mid-February, so you're only been a couple of months in the role. Tell me, Simon, how's it been? Have you found your feet?
Oh, Gavin, it's been fantastic. But, of course, a whirlwind of information, learning, getting to know all the local personalities, understanding the dynamics of James Cook University here in the north. And of course, over the top of that, we've had a federal election,
yes,
which is, of course, always very important for the university sector.
One of the key things I was very keen to chat to you about was this concept of the university hospital. Now, I think most people listening will have heard of the concept, but I guess just talking about it with different people during the week, it's sort of, they're aware of the general idea, the general concept, they're aware that there's been some great progress there. What will it mean for the community?
Yeah, Gavin, look, I think it's the natural progression for any growing community, any growing city, that its healthcare has to become world class in every sense. And it's very common for most major growing cities. Eventually, you end up with what's termed a university hospital, and that's really a hospital which has a very close, deep and close relationship with a university. Obviously, we are the providers of the next generation of healthcare professionals through our medical training programs. So what it really means is we would have a full medical program. That means for us a six-year undergraduate program where medical students would spend all 6 years training in Cairns and would develop deeper and closer relationships between the university and the hospital sector in research as well as in medical training. Mm-hmm. So it's a very important step, I think, on the pathway to growth for Cairns and the Cairns community.
Fantastic, right? Because my brother-in-law has just graduated as a doctor down in Brisbane. So I guess under his, and in that example, he would study somewhere, I think he was UQ or something. Anyway, he would study there, but then be placed in different hospitals. So he just spent some time at Tully, for example. So you're saying, though, that this eventually, when this is up and running, that those students like him, like the brother-in-law, would actually be here in Cairns for the duration?
Well, not necessarily the whole duration. Like your brother-in-law, you know, some of the students might find they're undertaking some of their placement activity in the regional centres around Cairns.
Okay.
But the six-year medical program's home base is with the Cairns Hospital.
Great. In terms of what will happen on site there, as I said, that we know that the big Captain Cook statue was removed just a couple of weeks ago. Can you paint a picture for us, Simon Biggs, about what will eventually appear on that actual site? Will there be any treatment? Can patients access any treatment on that site, or is it purely for training? What else happens on that will happen on that site?
So, yeah, no, that's a very good question, Gavin. So the university purchased the site last year, I believe. So all of that area that's been cleared has been purchased by the university. Actually, the Queensland Health Services purchased back a portion of the land,
yes,
on which they're going to put a new building. That will relieve some pressure in the hospital itself, and it ultimately allow Cairns Hospital to have more beds available for patients. We're going to put a new building on that site that we hope will be completed by 2024. All being well, that'll be the Cairns Tropical Enterprise Centre, and that'll be the home for us of our medical program in Cairns initially. We're working at the moment with the hospital on the master plan for that whole site, so we understand, you know, what sort of capability and capacity we want on that site. Who and you know, who provides that is up for debate. We've had, we do have interest from private providers, for example, other parts of the health system like radiology, other testing, to take some of the space on the site and develop additional capacity there. Mm. It will be largely speaking health-focused capacity.
Yep.
But at the moment, we don't know exactly all of we don't know what all of the capacity there will be, but it will be being developed over the next 3 to 7 years, I suppose.
Okay.
Being realistic about building timelines.
Yes.
But it very much, you know, very much will provide a lot of extra capacity to the Cairns community.
Mm. Will we see something like a GP clinic or pharmacies or something on that side as well?
Yeah, those are all very likely, you know, some form of integrated facility that covers allied health and other related areas like physiotherapy, pharmacies, etc., alongside the medical and the mainstream hospital medical needs.
Mm.
Absolutely. You know, there could be, for example, a Medi hotel on the site.
Mm. Mm.
You know, there are a number of options for development of that site, and we'll work with the Cairns and Hinterland Health Service to understand what capacity we want to bring to that site, and then which providers, either private or public sector, might be best placed to deliver that for us.
Great. And what's the timeline for the completion of that master plan?
Well, we're working vigorously on it now, so I don't know the exact timeline, but it should be later this year. We should have a much stronger picture on that master plan, and that will be a publicly available document, I'm sure, in due course.
Right.
People can scrutinize, but you know, that gives us the framework against which then potential providers of health services can think about whether they want to base themselves on the site.
All right, great. So in summary, some of the great benefits for our community is, apart from having those medical students based here in Cairns for the duration of their study, it will also free up space in the Cairns Hospital, potentially for more beds. So that is good news indeed, among other, I guess, research and other private, as you said, allied health services there. So that is good. All right, that's the University Hospital. And I guess just finally, Professor Simon Biggs, I know that you have to kind of dance the dance between Townsville and Singapore and the Smithfield campus, but talk to us about your focus, your priorities, particularly for that Smithfield campus.
My priorities, of course, are not really building related, they're people related. We have an achievement gap in the north of Australia, in North Queensland. We have an achievement gap for our young people when we compare it to expectations in capital cities. So
What do you mean by an achievement gap?
Well, just looking at something as simple as students completing high school with the standard pathway qualifications to go to university, whether or not they choose to go to university, we only graduate a little over half the number that we would expect to graduate if we were based in a capital city. Now, that, of course, affects us because that's the pipeline of talent that we want to attract into our university. But more broadly, it affects the regional economy over time because we need to be driving the upskilling of our population to deliver all of the services and economic benefits that we want to see in growing economies here in the north of the state. If I can just take you back, Gavin, to your point about your brother-in-law. JCU produces about 9% of the state's medical graduates, but over half of the medical professionals working in the north of Australia, and particularly in regional and remote communities, are JCU graduates. So the same would be true in the school system. If we want more teachers, better qualified teachers in the north of Australia, we have to recruit them and train them in the north of Australia. So for us, it's a virtuous circle. If we can create a stronger pipeline of outcomes from our school system that creates a stronger pipeline to go to university, which self-reinforces that pipeline over time and helps us build a much stronger. So for me, that's absolutely central to my focus is how we can help, how we can work in partnership with the schools, with the state and the federal government to really boost the strength of educational outcomes here in the North. Because that's the pathway to a much stronger, healthier society.
That's quite a challenge, Professor
Simon. It is quite a challenge, but step one, I always think of any challenge is understanding what it is you're seeking to do. And, you know, for us, I can't think of a more important job for a university based in this region.
Professor Simon Biggs, Vice Chancellor at James Cook University, thanks for your time on the King Review today.
Thank you, Gavin. I look forward to speaking again.